see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus Bible study for tonight. We're going to talk about tonight, I was asked to speak about the beliefs, at the very beginning we'll talk about the beliefs of the Christian identity, which actually kind of crosses into the racism issue of how it is in the Bible. And also, I won't talk tonight about it, I don't think, but I'll talk tomorrow 4-6 about feminism, how it's handled biblically. Feminism uses a weapon, as I talked today in my broadcast, 4-6. It's used as a weapon. That's the purpose of feminism and racism and Nazism and all the isms are used as a weapon by the satanic forces, using humans as the gophers to carry all this out in councils, committees, and governments and so forth. Family, I talk on a level that I choose. It's not because I'm a higher level. It's not that at all. I choose to deal with it on that level. I choose to deal with this at a high level because we can talk all day about just small issues in the world, but it's not going to solve anything. It's not going to give you the big picture at all. You need to see the big picture of where it all headed. Otherwise, you're focused on Agenda 21. That's it. That's all. Or you're focused on just the vaccines and all that. That's all. Well, what's more to it? I call it peeling away the onion. You peel away each layer of the onion to get to the heart of the onion, the center of it, to where there's no more onion left. That's how I look at it. As I talked today about the broadcast and talked about racism. Racism is not the result of socialization and the inability of man to get together, work it out. You know, it's orchestrated. It's designed, created to cause strife by social engineers with an evil agenda. It's not just a sociological process. It's used as a weapon created before and then used in generations later. There's a big difference there. People think that people just, you know, whites and blacks and Indians and Chinese, because of the socialization process, that people start disliking people because of this or that or whatever. And then they say, well, let's call this inability to work together racism. No, it's not that at all. Same thing about feminism. Well, women's always been looked down upon, and you know, they just got tired of it. And then finally some women got together and they decided to stand up for their rights and they got together. No, that's not what happened at all. The subordination, the slavery was used. It was set up with the plans to, over 8-step program, to use it as a weapon. It was created before. The plans were created before, generations ago, to use it in the right time as a weapon to keep people divided, separated, bring chaos, and then they would provide you the order. This is different thinking, and this is exactly what they've done. And it's coming to its fruition is the issue. It's not that they took advantage of it. No, they created it, used it, and now we're at the end of its creation, its fruition, for one world government. They only get one shot at this. Now that turns everything upside down, inside out, of what we're taught. And people just don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. The evidence is slam dunk, irrefutable. But they don't want to see it. Well, they don't change what's happening. Then you say, well, that's impossible. Mankind couldn't do that. You're exactly right. It wasn't mankind. It's done by supernatural. It wasn't by aliens. That's nonsense. It's impossible to have aliens. It's impossible. Scientifically impossible for aliens to exist, even. And it's not impossible for Hollywood. Notice all the dinosaurs and all that. It's all artist conceptions. Fred Flintstone's a cartoon. It's all artist conception. The evolution of man, it's all artist conception. They have no evidence, no physical evidence at all. It's all artists. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started here. I'm going to first talk about Christian identity and what they believe, so because you're going to run across them big time. And it does carry over into the race issue, but also is deeply involved in the religious issue. They use religion to generate animosity, to generate, to galvanize a population or a culture, to use them as a weapon. You see, it's by design. That's what's really going on today. It's not happenstance. It's not just taking advantage of what's existing. It's that they've created it to exist. That's a whole different ballgame. One example is that you're, let's say, self-defense. Let's go tell self-defense. And you have a rolled up magazine. It's really an object that you stab with in the throat or the nose or jab it wherever. You roll it up, it's really strong, and you hit soft parts. That's a weapon by happenstance, by creation, by imagination. But when you create a weapon, a gun, man, you don't use a gun to eat with, you don't use a gun to as a key, you don't use a gun to hammer a nail in. A gun's used to kill. That's the only reason it's for. I don't know what to eat with or whatever, but it's used to kill the thing you're going to eat. Whatever. It's used to kill. That's the only purpose for a weapon. A dentist don't use it to knock your tooth out. You know. No. It's not used as a hammer. It's used to kill. A bullet comes out to kill something. For some reason, it's used to kill. Well, that's what they've used racism for. It's a weapon designed to keep us separated, divided, and to hide God, to keep us on the humanist level as a weapon designed that way. That's a big difference. Lord, we thank you tonight for Bible study. We thank you, Father, that you're able, that you got us our own network, that, Father, that we're able to come together in this Bible study. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for those. We pray for ourselves, Lord, that you spread the blood of Jesus around us, that we can worship you, that we're protected with the blood of Jesus, that we won't be demonized or tempted. We'll be pushed away to give us that time to work with others and work with ourselves and to share among ourselves the gospel. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our families. That, Father, when we come in our presence, that, Father, we can spread the word of the gospel, that Holy Spirit will touch their hearts, that they'll seek the truth. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible. And, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, we ask you tonight to lead us through this Bible study and give us insight as the end times events. So, Father, we can spread the word to others that comes within our touch and reach. We pray for those, Father, in the past we've prayed for. We pray for the children that are being looked at and identified and abducted for these sacrifices that's coming up. And for the ones being used for the satanic and the Wiccan, Father, to take them away. Take that sacrifice away from them. And, Father, to close down their rituals. Silence their voices and bring conviction upon their hearts. Father, we pray for our veterans. Father, we pray for those that are not even veterans, Father, that are deceived. They're being targeted outside and being led astray by these false religions, false teachings. And Father, you bring an enlightenment. You bring an awareness, discernment, and wisdom to those to give them that knowledge of the scriptures and the courage to spread that gospel as watchmen. These things we pray, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, this thing called Christian identity is very significant here in the United States. It's primarily a white man club, for the most part. And it's using the weapon of racism. It's not only racism, though, but religion as well, as a method of controlling people. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've talked to some of those that's gotten out. And they really stick it to them. What do I mean by? I mean by the brainwashing is almost supernatural. And it's extremism in the name of Christ in the utmost. Most Americans and Canadians, they pay little attention to reports of neo-Nazis in Quebec and British Columbia and skinhead rampages and maverick militias and radical constitutional reformers and all that. Pseudo-Christian racists of types. Even the Arizona Patriots were arrested for plotting to bomb federal buildings in Phoenix and L.A. They set them up, get them all motivated, ready to do it. the end justifies the means, and then the ones that's infiltrated will tell on them. Or not. Oklahoma City bombing was one example. McVeigh was Christian identity. That should give you some example right there. Need I say more? It's to justify increasing martial law and so forth. Well, I don't want to talk about that much more in that regard because it gets into a political. Tonight's Bible study. So I want to focus not just on that part. I might even talk about this tomorrow from a political point of view because there's different ways you can go about talking about it. But the tie-in till tonight is that many Christian groups interpret the book of Revelation to foretell the rise of one world government under the reign of the Antichrist. They use this for their Christian flavor. Not all millions of people sympathetic to the white supremacy ideas that McVeigh and the rest of them supporters by any means, but many Bible-believing Christians are turned off by the political process and decades of hit-and-miss social engineering from Tavistock and Washington, CIA, MKUltra, etc. They're getting caught up in this angry white guys with guns hysteria. We got to protect the white race. Everybody protecting their race means we're all conflicting with each other. Isn't that clever? Many Christian groups interpret the book of Revelation to foretell the rise of a one-world government and the reign of the Antichrist. So then you get the anti-government rhetoric tied into this expectation of Armageddon. You got those like Hagee and all the rest of them that say every kind of move made by Russia and China is Armageddon. Well, no, it's not, Hagee. You're dead wrong. And then they intermix it with Armageddon or Gog and Magog and got people all in a tither. But this has a very potent appeal over a wide group. It's frustrated small businessmen, indebted farmers, disillusioned police officers or Freemason police officers, unemployed, renegade soldiers, frustrated soldiers, turned off veterans, alienated college students, disillusioned, KKK clanners, former communist baiters looking for new targets and to vent out their frustration. They pull them all in. So they develop this paranoid style. Hatred huddled under a Christian banner is what they do. Well, what is it that they actually pull off? They typically misread scripture, twist it like a pretzel. And it's very dangerous what they do because they are buddy-buddy to people. They speak the language. But some of the specific beliefs they have are the following. I give you exactly. The Anglo-Saxon Celtic peoples, white folk, are God's real chosen people. Oh, here we go. Blacks think they are. Jews think they are. Whites think they are. Everybody thinks they are. They forget about the covenant that all Jew and Gentile together now. But in any case, here this Christian identity, racist issue, Anglo-Saxon Celtic peoples are God's real chosen people and descend from an unbroken line from Adam and Eve, and they are by nature a superior race. Oh, okay. To make that happen, all through the period of 1860s, beginning when they were black people were released in this Emancipation Proclamation, although free to a certain extent, as opposed to being put in chains, but not free by any stretch of the imagination. So they did movies and TV and certain cliches and labels to keep the black community down, and the Indians as well. The whites were under bondage and didn't even know it. So TV was made to parody and mock blacks by design, knowing someday the Illuminati and the Jesuits knew someday they're then going to free them by the civil rights movement. They always have a movement, always. Albanians had a movement. Greater Israel, Greater Albania, even the white folk in Europe in the 1400s to escape religious intolerance had to escape to the New World. That's part of the planning and the secret destiny of America. The whites experienced the same thing, but the persecution from the Catholic Church, Jews getting murdered in the Holocaust, 6 million? 6 million? Yeah, well, the Roman Catholic Church murdered 50 to 68 million over a period of 600 years in Europe. And they're concerned about six, and people are saying, well, it wasn't 6 million. People keep forgetting the Catholic Church murdered 50 to 68 million people. Whoa, 1200 to 1800 A.D., one concentration camp, the Vatican murdered 750,000 Serbs, 60,000 Jews, 26,000 Gypsies in one concentration camp. Yasanovic. You know, come on now. Christian identity believes that white folk are the chosen people and they are a superior race. Yeah, right. Another belief is Jews derive from Cain. Himself, the product of a sexual liaison between Eve and the serpent, that's the original sin in Eden, and are biologically evil, the synagogue of Satan. Jews came from Cain. Other beliefs are that Jews were Adam and Eve, created the first line of Jews, and that Genesis 1 was creation of all others. So there's two creations. No, there wasn't. There's only one. The Jews were separated. The Hebrew Israelites were separated from Abraham. So much so that God had Abraham move away from his family with the Abrahamic covenant. But no, they believe that Jews came from Cain. People can't get it right. They got different ways of looking at it. They believe that non-whites are pre-Adamic beings, soulless and akin to the biblical beast of the field. Cain that mated with these people to produce today's Jews. That's where you get your anti-Jew sentiment. And let me tell you, they're on talk shows. They've got evidence, they've got studies that are nonsense. You got doctors, you got folks that got CDs, DVDs, BVDs, whatever, you know. They got books they've written, come out of Harvard, that support this nonsense. It's not small time. So Anglo-Saxon, Celtic people, whites are God's chosen people. And that descend from an unbroken line from Adam and Eve, that Jews derived from Cain, and Cain was a product of a sexual liaison between Eve and the serpent, Satan, in the Garden of Eden, and biologically evil, the synagogue of Satan, that non-whites, minorities, are pre-Adamic beings, and again, to the biblical beast of the field, that Cain mated with these people to produce today's Jews. That, number four, Jews are part of satanic plot to unite the world under a single government to be taken over ultimately by the devil himself. The plot is thousands of years old. Well, part of that's true, except the Jews are part of it. Yeah. Well, so are the Irish, and so are the Scottish, and so are the Germans, and so are the French, and so are the worldwide. They keep forgetting that part. And the Jews that's involved are from the tribe of Dan. Number five, whites in America, you'll love this one. The whites in America are the true house of Israel. So they're going to have to battle bloodlessly to usher in a period of godly rule prior to the second coming. This means a race war. Aha. Now you got it. Rick Joyner, David Boykin. Ah, you see. Military takeover of the U.S. government is all come in place. Arnold Murray, James Dobson, Westboro Baptist Church. I found a link between Westboro Baptist Church that keeps popping up in Arnold Murray, Christian Identity, Phelps, a bunch of others are linked together. Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different flavors of this identity creation story that lays out exactly how the origins of mud people are separate from white Adam and Eve, but the gist is the same. Jews or folks of color, homosexuals, and whoever else you might happen to hate today, or demonic in origin, or soulless animals. In other words, non-white people are literally spawns of the devil, and so on and so forth. And Christian identity theology sews together the idea of a religious base for racism. So this is where it kind of gets into my study tomorrow about racism. I'll bring this up again, but from a different point of view, a different perspective, from the racial point of view. Right now, I just want to focus on the preaching part, their look at where we came from and their look at Revelation. Oh, these people are vicious. They are vicious, and they brainwash like you would not believe. To those of us that's been targeted by Christian identity in one way or another, if you have been, run across them, it disguises racism, anti-Semitism, brutality under a happy Christian sounding church and groups. What are some of the Christian identity hate groups? Listed as America's Promised Ministries by Yahweh's Design, Church of Jesus Christ Christian, Church of True Israel, Ecclesiastical Council for the Restoration of Covenant Israel, ECRCI, Fellowship of God's Covenant People, Gospel Ministries, House of Yahweh, there's that Yahweh thing coming up. Watch the Yahweh, Kingdom Identity Ministries, Present Truth Ministries, Scriptures for America's Ministries, Tabernacle of Phinehas Priesthood, Phineas, United Identity Church of Christ, United Church of Yahweh, YHWH, and Yahweh's Truth are all your Christian identity hate groups. The Houthi group, arrested in May 2010, stockpiling guns and explosives, is a pretty good example. They set these groups up, and what they're going to do is go after them, because they have insiders working with them. That's the other tricky part. They got insiders with them. And I have a few friends that have gotten out of Christian identity, but they're still stuck on the anti-Holocaust thing. Holocaust never happened. And they are just vicious about that. Bound determined to tell you it never happened. Well, see, they waited till the World War II veterans have died out. And they started coming up with this stuff. Holocaust was to set up and kill, try to find the 144,000. Part of it. Been trying to do it since Herod. Some of their preaching is just absolutely incredible. I mean, it would just blow you away. I don't know if I can present to you some of the...
I'm a dangerous person. You know, I'm a danger to law enforcement.
I'm not going to stand by and let a faggot from the church.
Amen.
It's bad enough that we got a bunch of faggots running the government. Yeah. You think I'm going to stand by and let some faggot run the church? See, I don't like that word. Why don't you like? What word do you like? Gay? Gay means happy. Gay means joyful. I'm happy. I'm joyful. He's a faggot. And you know what? You want to know who the biggest hypocrite in the world is? The biggest hypocrite in the world is the person who believes in the death penalty for murderers and not for homosexuals.
That's Stephen Anderson, a preacher. Lord of mercy. Now you see what I mean? And he promotes the King James Bible. And you see how they do it. Unbelievable. No wonder you got atheists and agnostics and people going to Hinduism, Buddhism. Because that's part of the plan. That's what y'all are dealing with out there. To pretend to be on your side and not. We're heading toward an end times. So Christian Identity is the name of a religious movement that unites many of the white folk, the white supremacist groups in the United States. They promote racism and sometimes violence. And like in the Anderson group, he says they blacks, but they're anti, well, obviously, hate gays. It's not about hating gays. It's about hating the sin, not the individual. Death penalty for gays. Well, what are you talking about? So that causes confusion in those that follow it, but they follow it anyway. But they lose their faith, and you can see why. The roots are deeply embedded in movements such as the KKK and the Nazis. National Identity, they've changed their name to. Christian Identity, National Identity. That's a hint. And they consider themselves a true Israel. And what I gave you was the core beliefs is anti-Jew, primarily. You know that Pastor Arnold Murray is an identity preacher from Arkansas? He calls them Kenites. An Old Testament people he identifies as Kenites and believes that they were associated with Judah until they took over leadership in that tribe. These Jews were the people who killed Christ, he says. And Pastor Murray teaches that calling the Jews the chosen people of God is the gravest of sins. He says, quote, "Bless your heart if you have ever been deceived by the Kenite." And I'm speaking now on a spiritual level. If you've ever really believed the group was the chosen of God, you were deceived by Satan. Repent of that even more, so it's your personal sins and the personal sins. Well, they believe in the Cain part, and they believe that we, human beings, were angels. They have now an opportunity to come down here to be human and saints. Say, what? Yeah, we lived in heaven before, you and I, we all. We were angels before, and we came down here and become human. So they've taken, see, they work with Satan about the issues I was talking today about causing racial strife. And that's what's going on there. Now, there's a lot more about Christian identity, a whole bunch of stuff. But I just wanted to kind of breach it to a certain extent to give you an idea from whence they were coming from and their teachings, what it's based on. So you can catch them on the way they start talking. Poke them a little bit, it starts coming out. So, all right, I'll leave it at that. I mean, there's a whole lot more going on here about Christian identity. But they get into the occult to a certain extent. And just a lot of information on it. A lot of stuff. And they pull a lot of people in that are missing and unhappy with what's going on. They have charismatic speakers of such. And it's working really well. Calvinism. There's another offshoot, not an offshoot of them, but a Calvinist, and they're all working together, man. It's just really, really tough what they're doing. But all they're doing is setting up their own division. Divided, and their own enemy. They don't realize it. How do you get across these people, man? Because I know a few people that they're so brainwashed, it's not even funny. It's way off the scale. Even though they've gotten out of it. And you remind them, they formed the KKK and the Aryan Nation, for goodness sakes, that are assassins. Yeah, but, always put that, yeah, but, always, it's like a mantra for them. Yeah, I know, but, you know, really, and they got an explanation for it. It's like you sit there dumbfounded, what did you hear what just said? That's just the radical groups. What? Oh my goodness. So is Jesus God? Was Jesus God? They're trying to show that he wasn't. John 20:26, and after 8 days, again, the disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. And then came Jesus, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it to my side. And be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." That means I don't believe myself. I don't believe he's going to show up. You're not going to know what he looks like till he comes in the clouds. Everybody wants to know what he looks like. Now they're starting to come. I've been saying for 5 years that the Jesus we see today in the pictures and photos is a Leonardo da Vinci conception. We've known about Borgia and this for a while, and Sanan de Manuel looks like him and so forth and so on. Now they're coming out that, well, this isn't the real Jesus. People are finally waking up that he might look Middle Easterner, by the way. Everybody wants to know what he looks like. Who cares what he looks like? He's not going to show you anyway because he said, "Blessed are they who have seen, not seen, and yet believe." So why would he show his face now? Well, in John's book, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Doesn't say Yahweh, Yeshua, Jeshua, or whatever. See, there's things that tells you right here that many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence, of his disciples, which are not written in the book. You won't find everything in the book, just what you need to know. Philippians 2 verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, how can you mistake that? Philippians 2, verse 6 in the King James Bible. How's that mistaken? Well, they'll find a way to do the tap dance. They always do. But if you know your scripture, you do your study, they can tap dance all night. But you're going to say, nope, don't take a word. Well, it wasn't written that way. The real Hebrew says, oh, here we go. Saul's shoe again. Stand firm. Don't let them turn you. Because that's what they're going to try to do, especially Christian identity. And boy, let me tell you, they're good talkers. Aggressive. What was that? Philippians 2:6, right? Just curious what they did here. No, they didn't mess with it. They're just hoping you don't read it and see it. In other words, it's saying, who, calling about Jesus, in the form of God, thought it wasn't robbery to be equal with God. 1 John 5:7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. That's clear. John 1:1-2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Jesus was there in the beginning. He's always been there. Just wasn't born. He's always been there. John 1:14-15. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as with only the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Isaiah 44:6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. So not only was Jesus with God in the beginning, before creation, but Jesus is the Creator. John 1:3 says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. That's just a few. That's just a sampling. So, what we got tonight, we talked about rebuilding of the temple the other night. Did we stop at where the temple was? The Jewish temple was to be rebuilt once again in order for all the prophecies in the Bible to be literally fulfilled. Hadn't been built yet, but supposed to be rebuilt. It may take about 2 years, but I'd say less than that once they get started. Once God supernaturally clears the way for them to be able to do it. The first temple was built by King Solomon. I think I talked about that last night, did I not? I believe I did. It's got to be rebuilt again for the abomination of desolation. So the Bible says that an unholy trinity will arise in the latter days. Now this unholy trinity will be the Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And the false prophet is going to be Sananda Emmanuel. The one who looks like Jesus Christ that we think is Jesus. That's Sananda Emmanuel, whole time. He's known as a prophet in Islam. He's known a prophet in Jehovah's Witnesses. That fits. He's known to atheists as an alien. He's known as a New Ager as Sananda or Yeshua. For some others, the Christian identity. Yeshua. Ah, you see. Satan's called the dragon in the book of Revelation. He has always wanted to be like God. And if not God, and this will be his one and only chance to actually play God in the last 7 years on earth. So everything going on today, history, everything I've talked about today in the broadcast, this is a one-shot deal. And so history is pre-planned. Carried out. Any adjustments that need to be made, assassinations, whatever, they're put back on track for now. And then they write about, and they lie in the history books about what happened. That's really what goes on today. This is the big picture. Satan will take the role of God the Father. The Antichrist will take the role of Jesus. And the false prophet that we think was Jesus will take the role of the Holy Spirit. He'll lay the groundwork for the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will lay the groundwork for Satan. Satan will take the body of the Antichrist and what I've explained to you all before as a physical vehicle. The body of the Antichrist will be the physical vehicle that the supernatural Satan will take control of, literally. See, the Holy Spirit's job is to lead people to Jesus. Because Jesus left, he ascended. No human can ascend. Enoch didn't ascend. Enoch was brought up. For Enoch to be brought up supernaturally, God had to translate Enoch's body, change DNA, to where he was able to receive enough energy to change his DNA and not spontaneously combust and bring him up into heaven alive. He showed you how rapture could occur, and Elijah too. But he has to translate, and the Bible tells you to translate. Translate means changing the DNA to translate the body. Holy Spirit's job is to lead people to Jesus, by the way. And the same way the false prophet will be the one to lead the world to serve the Antichrist. And he will be instrumental in arranging for people to have the mark of the beast put on either their right hands or their foreheads. The tattoo. Lie keepers lie something or another. They already talk about this mark of God. It's got a 666. It's like a flower-looking thing on the forehead. Oh, they've already got this thing worked up. Seventh-day Adventist says that Mark of the Beast is worshiping on Sunday. What? They out there. That's not true at all. It's where you can't buy or sell. We've been set up for the Mark of the Beast with money. See, in God's kingdom, there's no money. We're to work for each other, help each other in your skill, help someone else with their skill, trade off. God's not bringing the Federal Reserve with him. God don't have currency. You ever thought about that? Forgive each other your debts. If I do a really good job as a carpentry, which I don't, but if I did, I would build somebody something, and then they would do something for me that I can't do. It's trading services, not trading money. So we've been set up all along for the mark of the beast. And now, since Satan has the technology, now he can fix it where you can't buy or sell without having that mark. But you must have that mark. There's a little bit of a trick to it. People worry about, well, did I receive the mark when I got chipped in the military? Or somehow do I have a microchip in my body? I have the mark of the beast. I'm damned and doomed. No. No, because here, if I can find it right quick, I'm going to show you the trick to it. That must be, must happen before it's effective. There it is. The trick to it. The play they're going to make is in a quote by David Spangler, director of Planetary Initiative in the United Nations. David Spangler, who fought after Blavatsky and Bessette and Alice Bailey, New Age, is this, quote, "No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation," unquote. Writing your name in blood, taking an allegiance oath, Freemasons. But you'll take another oath to Lucifer. Because that's exactly what Freemasons do at the 33rd degree level. The Eastern Stars have the star of, have the Baphomet, the five-pointed star turned upside down. That's the Eastern Stars logo. They don't realize that's a satanic Baphomet. It'd do them well to look it up. See how tricky it is? The 10-nation confederacy will be the 10 nations that the Antichrist and false prophet will rule from. FDR and the others had a setup of a 10-nation confederacy in 1943. Oh, yeah. They've tried it every decade. The consensus among many prophecy scholars in the 10-nation confederacy will be 10 nations from Europe. It'll actually be 10 continents with 10 kings. It will be a revived Roman Empire. Of the four beasts in Daniel, a revival of the fourth one. Right now, there's like 25 countries in what's called the European Union. So by the time the Antichrist gets ready to take center stage, there can only be 10 left to fulfill that part of the scripture. All the others will be subjugated into unions. The Chinese are already in America. We got a Mandarin teacher in Mount Airy. Why are they teaching Mandarin Chinese in Mount Airy, North Carolina? Because they're getting ready to bring it all together on the North American Union. That's why they destroyed the Spencers here. They got a Spencer. It was really big back here 20 years ago or so. All it is now is an eyesore of a very large textile manufacturing place downtown. It's an eyesore, but it's big. Covers almost one quarter of Mount Airy town. Was taken out. Then Lyons Hosiery Mill. All was taken out. Now they got a community down here, foreign trade zone, industrial park called Foreign Trade Zone 230. Six of them in North Carolina. The Chinese have been taken over. They drove the people out. The North American Union is on the way. They murdered Senator Nancy Schaefer, because she was going after Child Protective Service, which kidnaps children, really, and the North American Union. She's going to take it down. Oh, they're serious. This is part of the 10-nation confederacy. See how that works in your lives? A revived Holy Roman Empire. It's up close and personal in even the small towns. The Antichrist is called the Beast, the Lawless One, the Man of Sin, the Son of Perdition. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. And on his horns, 10 crowns. On his head, a blasphemous name. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. I saw one of the heads as if it had been mortally wounded. His deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshipped the dragon who gave the authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who can who is able to make war with him. See, this is the scripture they'll use and for those to bring four-star generals over, to bring high-level millionaires, billionaires over, because they'll see how big this is. And it is big. But so was Goliath. So they give up and they lose their faith. They say, well, I got to join you. Well, if you do, you got to take a blood oath. Up, there you go. See how they do it? He has given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints, to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life, but you won't if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. You'll know to go against them. And all those who dwell on earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13, 1 to 10. Who's the Lamb of God? That's Jesus. You know, notice here that Satan is the one who arranges to have full power to the Antichrist, him to be able to rule with power and authority. He'll come in the first seal, like a white horse carrying a bow. That means no arrow. That means he'll come in peace. What does that mean? They will clean up the chemtrails. They'll clean up the rivers. They'll bring financial resettlement and pay off the debts. Everybody be happy. Happy days are here again. 1921 to 1927, 28. What happened? Oh, the bottom fell out in a 24-hour period. Think that's a little bit of a practice? Yeah. Nothing new under the sun. And the 10 horns, which you saw, are 10 kings who've received no kingdoms as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. They are of one mind. They will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Revelation 17, 12 to 14. And finally, for tonight, the last verse from the prophet Daniel out of the Old Testament. He's given powerful dreams, Daniel was. This tells you very importantly, which people are trying to refute. After this I saw in the night visions, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring and breaking in pieces and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the other beasts before it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there, in this horn, were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. It's a man. It's not a country or a religion or whatever. It's a man. And that man will be inhabited by Satan about mid-tribulation. The abomination of desolation. The true light of Lucifer will then be made manifest. In other words, the good Antichrist guy that's been came in the first seal, sparked World War III, famine, pestilence, killing the saints. Will be taken over by Lucifer mid-tribulation, and that's when the true light of Lucifer will be made manifest to the world. This is who you've really been following, he'll say. Now, worship Lucifer or die. Well, it's coming. The church is removed at some period of time there before the first trumpet sounds. When that happens, and he marches in the temple, have them cease the sacrifices, which hadn't started yet, into the temple, which hadn't been built yet. It's what it talks about, and those in Judea to flee. Don't even go inside the house to get a coat. Man, just go. And that's why they say, pray it does not happen in wintertime. Let's talk about Israel, not United States. United States, I got a feeling you'll be busy anyway. But let's talk about Israel. And that will begin the first trumpet. A lot's going to happen between now and then, but then it comes God's judgment. Everything we've talked about, God's judgment will rain down on this earth like nobody's business. And it won't be just localized somewhere in some river turning red or some eclipse in this ridiculous four blood moons or whatever. It will not be localized. It'll be worldwide. Take Jesus as your Savior. Know the Scriptures. Spread the gospel. Have courage. If you're afraid of death, you're afraid to live. It don't mean you walk down the middle of the road and say, I'm just not afraid of death. No. It don't mean you go out here and climb Mount Everest or get one of those parachute things and fly around and say, look what I did in the bucket list. I shall not tempt the Lord thy God. It means you worship, spread the gospel, and pray that you're convicted when you fall away. Let him use you for his will, not your own. Now it's practice. The time of putting it to use is still coming. Oh, I know you put to use every day when you run across somebody or somebody wants a witness or somebody's saying, I want what you've got. I want to know what you know. I got a question, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're working. But the real work begins when this new world order and Satan becomes public. And you have to worship Lucifer or die. But it's not to worry about. It's to just be stronger every day. That's what it's all about. Well, family, it's time. We'll continue on tomorrow. More end times events. 7-year tribulation we'll talk about. And the Battle of Armageddon we'll talk about tomorrow night. Maybe if we get that far, the second coming of Christ. I don't see us getting past that till about Friday. So we'll see how far we get on that. Y'all remind me of this tomorrow night. Those remind me tomorrow. Make sure. Sometimes I get ambitious. Y'all have a good night tonight. Let's close in prayer. And then go over what I said. And if you find some mistakes or something, let me know. Or some things you want to add, let me know. Lord, we come tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the Bible study tonight. That, Father, you lead us. Touch our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. Father, to keep us safe, cover us with the blood of Jesus, Lord, to touch other people too. Keep us in your fold, Lord, for our wisdom discernment to see through the deception. And give us the words to speak when we come time to witness to others. Give us that insight, the hidden knowledge that, Father, we can share from reading the Scriptures. And bless our families. Give them that guidance, Father, when they're searching out. Because, Father, we know that Satan taxes in many different ways. These things we pray, Lord. Amen. Well, y'all, we're looking for the hidden healing hand of God upon us in many different ways. Right now is practice. As you grow, God will bring people to you. This thing's coming to a head. Jerusalem became the blooming fig in 1948. Now, I wasn't born then, pretty darn close, but that puts us in that generation. This generation shall not pass until, It may not be the real Jews. I support Israel, but I don't support the leadership because the leadership is not Israel. The real Jews will eventually appear. God just used Israel, the synagogue of Satan, to form Israel, the Star of David and all that. But the real Israelites will appear and replace the ones there today. And the Star of David will no longer be. It'll be the menorah, the candlesticks. The real chosen people, of which now are Gentiles and Jews combined, grafted in because of what Jesus did and the covenant he made. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is your watchman. I'm signing off, but I'll be back.
The tears flow plenty from heartache and strain. So if life's journey has you weary and afraid, there's rest in the shadow of his wings. I have walked through the valleys, the mountains and plains. I have held the hand of freedom, washes all my stains. If you feel the weight of many trials and burdens from this world, there's freedom in the shelter of the Lord. I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts. God.